Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Mr. Narendra Modi takes charge as Prime Minister, releases 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. NDA government likely to hold its first cabinet meeting this evening in New Delhi. Election Commission announces schedule of by-election to 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces launch massive search operation in Riyasi terror attack. LG announces 10 lakh rupees ex gratia each for families of victims. And IMD issues red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. Mr. Narendra Modi today took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said his first decision of the new government shows the commitment of the government to farmers' welfare. Prime Minister Modi said his government will keep working even more for the farmers and the agriculture sector in the times to come. More from our correspondent.
PM Kisan scheme was launched in 2019 with an aim to provide income support to all landholder farmer families across the country. Under the scheme, the financial benefit of 6,000 rupees per year is provided to the eligible family of farmers. The scheme is being implemented as central sector scheme with 100% financial support by the central government. The amount is being transferred directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries in 3 installments of 2,000 rupees. The scheme has benefited more than 11 crore farmer families and over 3 lakh crore rupees has been transferred in their accounts till date. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. In this context, he called for deeper people-to-people ties and connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi was meeting the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and the Indian Ocean region at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night after his swearing-in ceremony. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood-first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. Mr. Narendra Modi was sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term last evening. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi, along with the members of the new Council of Ministers, at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the swearing-in ceremony, 30 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state independent charge, and 36 ministers of state took oath. Meanwhile, the first meeting of the new Union Cabinet is expected to be held today. The meeting is likely to take place in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders for their congratulatory messages on taking oath as the Prime Minister for the third time. In a reply to Canadian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said, India is looking forward to work with Canada based on mutual understanding and respect for each other's concerns. Prime Minister Modi said he is also looking forward to closely working with Finland to build on the momentum in India-Finland ties and further deepen the two nations' partnership. Appreciating Prime Minister of Slovenia, Robert Golob, for warm greetings, Prime Minister Modi said both the nations will continue to deepen close partnership between India and Slovenia in his third term. President of Uganda, Yoweri K. Museveni, congratulated Narendra Modi. In a reply, Mr. Modi said they will advance their strong partnership with Uganda. Microsoft founder Bill Gates also congratulated Narendra Modi on winning a third term as Prime Minister, saying Mr. Modi has strengthened India's position as a source of innovation for global progress. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif also congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on securing a third term in the office. Sharif extended his felicitation to Modi after he took oath of office yesterday. In Odisha, the suspense over the name of the next chief minister continues, with only 2 days left for the swearing-in of the first BJP government on Wednesday. The BJP has appointed Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav as central observers to oversee the election of the leader of its MLAs in the Odisha Assembly. The BJP Legislature Party is likely to meet tomorrow morning in the presence of the central observers in the state capital, Bhubaneswar. Many names, including senior BJP MLA Suresh Pujari, who returned to Bhubaneswar this morning from Delhi after meeting senior party leaders, are doing the rounds for the post of the chief minister. More from our Odisha correspondent.
Hectic parleys are on in Bhubaneswar over the name of the first BJP chief minister of Odisha after the party had a resounding victory in the just concluded assembly elections. Union ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupinder Yadav, who have been appointed as central observers, are likely to arrive at Bhubaneswar tonight or tomorrow morning. The BJP legislature party has been convened tomorrow at 11 in the morning, where the leader of the legislature party is likely to be elected by consensus. Senior party MLA from Brajraj Nagar, Suresh Pujari, who returned from Delhi this morning, said that all should wait for the announcement by the central observers on the next chief minister of the state. Mr. Pujari is said to be a front runner for the post of chief minister of Odisha. The BJP may also come up with a surprise name for the chief minister's post. Meanwhile, all preparations are on for the grand swearing-in function of the new chief minister at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar on Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to hold a grand roadshow at Bhubaneswar before attending the swearing-in ceremony. The BJP won 78 seats in the 147-member assembly, scoring a majority for the first time in the state, ending the Biju Janata Dal's over 24 years rule under outgoing Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held today at 4 p.m. at Baljor Stadium in Gangtok. In the light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed today. More from our correspondent.
In Sikkim, all preparations have been put in place at the Paljor Stadium in state capital Gangtok for the swearing-in ceremony of Sikkim Krantikari Morcha President and Chief Minister Designate Prem Singh Tamang as Minister of the State for the second time at 4 this afternoon. His Council of Ministers will also be sworn in today itself along with Mr. Tamang. State Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. In a unique style, chanting of prayers by Buddhist monks, singing hymns by Christian choir groups, and Vedic chanting by Sanskrit Mahavidyalaya, as well as Vedic chanting for peace, prosperity, happiness, and well-being of the state will also be parts of the main feature of today's swearing-in ceremony. Ibomsa Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu will also be sworn in on Wednesday at Ganavaram in Krishna District. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014 and the first Telugu person to take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh for the fourth time. The TDP-led NDA coalition of JSP and BJP won a landslide victory in the assembly elections held on May the 13th, with the alliance winning 164 seats. The TDP alone won 135 seats, while the JSP won all 21 it contested, and BJP won 8 of the 10 it contested. The Election Commission has announced the schedule of by-election to 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states. Of them, 4 assembly constituencies are in West Bengal, 3 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 in Uttarakhand, and 1 each in Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab. The Commission said the polling for these assembly constituencies will be held on the 10th of next month and counting will take place on the 13th of July. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. An NIA team today reached Riyasi district and is coordinating with local police probing into the terror attack on a passenger bus on Sunday evening that left 10 people dead and several injured. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the security forces have also launched a massive cordon and search operation to track down the terrorists responsible for the attack. Terrorists opened fire at this 53-seater bus on its way from the Shivkhodi temple to the Mata Vaishno Devi shrine in Katra, causing it to veer off the road and fall into a deep gorge near the Teriat village of the Poni area in Riyasi district on Sunday. Jammu and Kashmir's Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today termed the terror attack in Riyasi that killed 10 pilgrims as a nefarious attempt to bring Jammu region into turmoil. He also said that the Prime Minister and Home Minister are also monitoring the situation themselves since yesterday and that a joint operation is going on in the area to track down the attackers. LG Manoj Sinha further announced an ex-gratia of 10 lakh rupees to be given to the next of kin of pilgrims martyred and a sum of 50,000 rupees to the injured in the Riyasi terror attack. The President and Vice President have expressed grief over the terror attack on a pilgrim's bus in Jammu and Kashmir. The advanced security cockade team of Manipur CM N. Biren Singh en route to Jiribam was ambushed by some unknown armed miscreants near Kotlen Senam village along NH-37 Imphal-Jiribam road, which falls under new Kethelmanbi of Kangpokpi district today around 10:30 p.m. However, the CM was not with the team as he was scheduled to visit Jiribam tomorrow to monitor the law and order situation of the district and meet the affected families taking shelter in different relief camps following fresh communal tension that erupted in the district. The police report stated that one police personnel sustained injuries in the ambush and was hospitalized for further treatment. Additional security forces have been deployed to the incident site and search operations have been initiated to arrest the miscreants. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has assured the Delhi government that he will talk to the Haryana government on releasing water from the Yamuna into the national capital. Addressing the media after an emergency meeting today with Mr. Saxena on water scarcity, Delhi Water Minister Akishi noted that the city is yet to receive water from Himachal Pradesh as well. She said Haryana is not releasing this water due to their alleged dispute with Himachal Pradesh. During the meeting, the minister also discussed various issues with regard to the Delhi Jal Board, including shortage of staff and officers. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party today staged a protest outside the BJP's office in Delhi on the ongoing water crisis. Benny Gantz, a member of Israel's three-man war cabinet, announced his resignation yesterday. This war cabinet was formed shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in October last year. Mr. Gantz said the decision was made with a heavy heart. The move does not pose an immediate threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he still maintains control over a majority coalition in Parliament. Gantz had earlier stated that he would depart from the government by 8 June unless Netanyahu devised a new strategy for post-war Gaza. Spain's People's Party, PP, came out on top in European Union's election, garnering 22 seats out of the 61 allocated to the country. Sanchez's socialists, spearheaded by Energy Minister Teresa Rivera, earned only 20 seats after a campaign in which the opposition charged private corruption allegations on the Sanchez party. Spain has the fourth largest number of parliamentary seats allocated in European Union's Assembly of 720. French President Emmanuel Macron has called snap parliamentary elections later this month in the wake of a big victory for his rival Marine Le Pen's national rally in the European Parliament vote. Exit polls say the far-right party is on course to win 32% of the vote, more than twice that of the President Macron's Renaissance Party. Announcing the dissolution of Parliament, he said the two rounds of voting will take place on the 30th of June and 7th of July. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red warning over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. The IMD has credited this weather disturbance to a cyclonic circulation over the Marathwada region in lower tropospheric levels. It added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will descend over Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Scotland beat Oman by 7 wickets at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua last night. Batting first, Oman scored 150 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Scotland chased down the target in 13 overs with 7 wickets in hand. In today's league match, South Africa will play against Bangladesh this evening at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York in the US. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Mr. Narendra Modi takes charge as Prime Minister, releases 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. NDA government likely to hold its first cabinet meeting this evening in New Delhi. Election Commission announces schedule of by-election to 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces launch massive search operation in Riyasi terror attack. LG announces 10 lakh rupees ex gratia each for families of victims. And IMD issues red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.